Tonight, we take pleasure in bringing you Suspense, a weekly anthology of notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair, to keep you in suspense.
Mom?
I'm in the living room.
I know. That's why I'm yelling.
I know. That's why I'm telling you where I am if you want to come talk to me.
All right. Here I am. In the living room. Can I speak now?
I don't know. Can you?
I just love having a writer for a mother. May I speak now?
Of course.
Which box is all my bathroom stuff in?
Why, the one marked Cassie's bathroom, of course. Assuming the person who did the packing marked it appropriately, that is, and didn't just write stuff on all the boxes.
I'll start going through them.
Anything else?
Oh no! Why would there be anything else?
Good. In that case, let's get back to unpacking, shall we?
So that's it?
You said there wasn't anything else, so I assumed you actually meant it.
Of course there's something else!
Fine. What's on your mind, Cassie?
You know what's on my mind.
Yes? You hate it here. It's the worst place ever. Why did we have to move, Mom?
This isn't funny.
You're right. It isn't. You've been doing this since before we even heard of Mukwanago. You had your mind set on hating it sight unseen.
Well, can you blame me? We live on Blood Street, Mom. Blood Street.
Named for one of the town's founders.
On the shores of Phantom Lake.
Named for an old Native American legend about a water spirit and a girl it claimed for its bride.
And a girl it claimed for its bride. And you wonder why I'm creeped out?
You're just not giving it a chance. It's a lovely little town. There's a corner grocer, a soda fountain. You can walk to school.
Whitewash a fence or two. Skip rocks on the haunted lake.
Cassie, I know this move is hard. It's hard for me too.
Why would it be? You barely ever leave your typewriter.
But we've talked about this a million times. We simply couldn't afford to keep our old house after your father left us.
And I told you a million times. I was willing to help out with the bills.
You're 16 years old. You shouldn't have to be worrying about that. Besides, you need to keep saving up for school.
And how am I going to do that? Back home, I had a whole network of neighbors. Friends of neighbors, and friends of neighbors. I babysat at least 3 nights a week, ran errands, and did gardening and chores for the older folks. I was making way more than I would have bagging groceries at the Safeway. What do I do now, huh?
Well, build a new network here in Mukwanago, I guess.
Mom, it took me 8 years to build the one I had. Ever since I was old enough to cross the street by myself to water Mrs. McReady's begonias. And I sure don't plan on being here for 8 years.
I don't know what else to tell you. You can either gripe about things you can't do anything about, or you can focus your energy on what you can do something about.
You know, you are absolutely right.
I am?
Yep. In fact, I'm going to get started right now.
But, what about all those boxes?
I'm not in that big of a hurry to unpack. Because I don't plan on being here any longer than I have to be! 23 houses so far. Not one taker. They all have kids of their own to do the work, or else they don't have any work that needs doing. Or else they're inexplicably suspicious of some complete stranger with no references who's going door to door. Looks like this road dead ends next to the lake. And it's the last one in town. So, try down here, then work my way around to the east side. That's not promising. All that's here is just some burnt-out ruin along the lakefront. No. There's a house, too. And just look at it. I wonder if the Adams family lives there. All it needs is a moat. Well, couldn't hurt to try, right? Yeah. Famous last word. Okay, Cassie. You can do this. It's just an old house. A spooky old house. Spooky old house that's probably infested with ghosts.
Yes. Infested with ghosts. And they hate outsiders.
I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. I'm Cassie Travers. I'm new in town.
You must be, or else you'd know not to come here.
I didn't see any no trespassing signs.
They're implied. No one sets foot on my land.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You do now.
Yes. Well, since I'm already here, I was just wondering if you might need some help around your place.
Not interested.
But, I mean, it sure looks like you could.
You can't fix what needs fixing in this house.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I'm actually really handy.
It suits me just fine as it is.
But how could it? The paint's all peeled off, half the windows are broken, and the front yard looks like Tarzan should be swinging through any second. It's lucky not to be condemned. Sorry.
Tell me, have you had much luck with this approach?
I haven't had much luck with any approach today.
Then you should be used to the disappointment. Good life lesson to learn.
Don't I know it.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
But...
I mean it. I really don't want to have to call the sheriff.
Look, ma'am. All I want to do is earn enough money so I can get out of this godforsaken town and go back home.
Really?
Oh, Lord, yes. And the sooner, the better.
You'd leave... And never come back?
Without a second thought.
Smart girl. All right.
You'll hire me?
Yeah. $10 an hour. Paid at the end of the week.
Really? Thank you.
Don't be too quick to thank me. You'll earn it. Besides, the sooner you save up money, the sooner you'll be gone, right?
Right. Like I said earlier, I'm Cassie Travers.
Oh, sorry. Haven't had to introduce myself to someone in a long time. Lane Howitt.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Howitt. Or is it Miss Howitt?
We won't be chatting often enough for it to be an issue.
Okay.
You might as well start on the front yard. My property runs all the way up to the tree line there.
By the burned-down building?
Yeah.
What was it? The building, I mean.
A dairy.
Seems like a strange spot for a dairy.
They built it on the site of an old hotel.
They tore down a hotel to build a dairy?
No, the hotel burned down too.
They both burned down. Doesn't that seem suspicious?
Yeah, long story.
But...
Long story is my way of saying I don't want to take the time to explain this.
Sorry.
The dairy burned back in 51. The Howitt Lake Hotel fire was a long time before that, turn of the century. Hotel was rebuilt, burned down a second time just a few years later.
Howitt Lake?
That's what it used to be called, named for a distant relative of mine. The current name fits a lot better, though.
Phantom Lake.
Yeah.
Doesn't Phantom Lake get its name from a water spirit that's supposed to live in?
You'll need tools. Yeah, there are probably some things in that shed. I'm going inside.
If I should have any questions?
Don't. This is the longest conversation I've had in 15 years. And I'm all talked out.
Lucy Travers?
That's right.
I'm Bob MacGyver, the town sheriff. Welcome to Maquanico, Mrs. Travers.
Thank you, Sheriff.
If you have a moment, I've been meaning to talk with you. It's about your daughter.
She's not in any trouble, is she?
Sort of. No, I don't mean that she's done anything wrong herself. It's just, could you come next door to my office? It won't take long.
Of course.
Create a job for me, please. In Brookdale.
Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Your daughter's working for one of the folks at the south end of town, isn't she?
Yes, Mrs. Howitt, I think.
I'd like to give you a friendly piece of advice.
And what's that?
Tell your daughter to quit. And to not go back to the Howitt house anymore.
All right, but why?
You're a newcomer, so of course you don't know the town's history, but there's one bit of it you should make yourself familiar with. Maquanico is a small place. Everyone knows everyone, and while the young fellas might get liquored up on Saturday nights, violent crime is almost unheard of, particularly murder.
Murder? Here?
15 years ago. Almost to the day, Lane Howitt's teenage daughter went missing. No trace of her was ever found, but when someone's missing for that long, well, odds are it was murder. Especially when there's a prime suspect.
Oh, poor Mrs. Howitt. She must have been devastated.
She was our prime suspect.
What?
All the evidence was circumstantial, but added up to a pretty damning case against her. Sarah Howitt had been placed at the Howitt house the evening of her disappearance by a phone call, and the caller overheard Sarah and her mother arguing quite bitterly.
Arguing about what?
The young man the girl was seeing. Lane Howitt hadn't been married when she got pregnant with Sarah, and her bad experience left her distrustful of men in general. She was adamantly against Sarah having a boyfriend, but you know how teenagers are. The more you try to deny him something, the more they want it.
Oh, do I know that.
Later that evening, several of Sarah's friends tried calling the house but got no answer. Sarah never showed up at school the next day, so I went out to take a look. I found Lane Howitt sitting there on the porch, just staring at the lake. She was in shock, couldn't tell us anything. And the girl, she was nowhere to be found.
Well, maybe she drowned.
We dragged the lake. It's only 12 feet deep. If she was in there, we'd have found her.
Then maybe she and her boyfriend ran off together. You know, eloped.
Only he didn't disappear like she did. In fact, he never even left the house that night, according to 5 family members.
Any other possible suspects?
Possible? Sure, the whole town. But probable? Nah. We all loved Sarah. Everything pointed towards Lane having accidentally killed the girl, possibly during their argument, disposing of the body, and then being completely overwhelmed by what she'd done.
Did she ever stand trial?
No. Not enough evidence to try her on, at least not in a court of law. The court of public opinion, on the other hand. The fact that she never denied having killed her daughter was the clincher. Lane Howitt's been a pariah here in Maquanico ever since. To my knowledge, she hasn't left that house once since she was released from the hospital.
Not even for food?
Nope. No one local would sell her anything anyway. Gets it delivered twice a month from Waukesha. She just sits in that house, quietly stewed, day after day, year after year. Anyway, I thought you should know.
Thank you, Sheriff. My daughter's over at the Howard place right now. I think I should go over and pick her up.
You want me to go with you?
No, it's all right. I'm sure we'll be fine. Cassie, please, please be fine.
Language.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just taking a dollar out of your pay for every swear.
At this rate, I'll owe you money.
But you're learning a life lesson you can't put a price on.
Yeah. Mom! What are you doing here?
Sorry. I need your help at the house.
Well, can it wait? I'm right in the middle of something here.
No, it can't wait.
So, just what is this thing that can't wait?
I'll tell you on the way.
Why can't you tell me now?
Get in the car, Cassie.
What in the world is the matter with you?
Just get in the car.
You'd better do what she says. I think your mother's been talking to my loving neighbors.
You stay out of this.
Mom, you're acting like a crazy woman. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what's going on.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to be working here anymore.
Tell her why.
Shut up.
Yes, tell me why.
You may as well. I certainly won't hear anything I haven't already heard 1,000 times before.
Cassie, your friend here murdered her daughter.
Friend? Well, that's a stretch.
What?
It's true. The sheriff told me everything. 15 years ago, her daughter disappeared after the two of them had a bitter argument. The girl was never found, and the only suspect was her.
Is this true?
It's the only explanation that makes any sense.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you if it's true.
That may not be the answer you were looking for, but it's the only one I've got.
Well, I don't believe it.
Believe it. The sheriff made a convincing case.
I don't care. I know her.
Because we've had a couple of conversations? You don't know me at all.
But I do. I know that behind that caustic exterior, there's a person who's been shut away from the world for so very long.
Stop right there.
Someone who's dying from loneliness and grief.
Shut up.
Don't you tell my daughter to shut up. She's trying to understand you, God knows why.
I'll tell you both to shut up at my pleasure while you're on my property.
We won't be here much longer. Unless you'd like to call Sheriff MacGyver and have him run us off right away.
You poor woman. I can't even imagine what it's been like for you.
Enough! I can handle hatred, scorn, but don't you dare give me your pity. I don't want it. I don't deserve it.
Why can't you tell anyone what really happened to her?
Because I'd rather you think I'm just a monster rather than a monster and stark raving mad.
Too late for that.
Please!
You want to hear it? All right. Sarah and I, we did have a fight that night about a boy she was seeing. Thinking back, I should have just kept my mouth shut. I didn't want her to end up being a teen mom like I was. But that would have been a far kinder fate than what did happen to her.
What did happen, Lane?
She stormed out of the house. I was about to follow her when I heard her scream.
Someone took her?
Yes.
Did you see who it was?
I did.
And who was it?
the water.
You mean she drowned?
No. I mean that the water had reached out and pulled her in. Pulled her under.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know how Phantom Lake got its name, don't you?
Something about a water spirit.
Yes. A water spirit to whom the Potawatomi Indians sacrificed one young girl every September. A girl that the spirit of Phantom Lake, the Minnewaukan, took as its bride. The Potawatomi have been gone from here for centuries now. But the spirit still searches for that bride on the darkest September nights. And on a September night, 15 years ago, the Minnewaukan took my little girl. So I sit here on the porch every day, every night, watching the lake, waiting for her to come back, knowing that she never will, but waiting anyway.
I can see why you never told anyone. Come on, Cassie.
But, Mom!
Now, and you. You stay away from my daughter, or I swear I will kill you.
I'll be here. I'll always be here.
Cassie, I know you're angry with me, and I understand it. I know you feel sorry for that Howitt woman, that you want to help her. But you need to understand my side of things. Maybe I pity her a little bit too. But you heard her. She's not right in the head. And even though you're 16 now, you're still my daughter. And it's my job to keep you safe. When you have kids of your own, you'll find out just what that means. Anyway, good night. Cassie? Oh no, she didn't. Her window, open, and she's not inside.
Sheriff's office, Deputy Perkins speaking.
Deputy, is Sheriff MacIver there?
No, ma'am. He knocked off for the night about an hour ago.
Can you please call him? It's urgent.
I'll be glad to help, ma'am. Just tell me what the trouble is.
No, I need the sheriff. Tell him that it's Lucy Travers, and I think my daughter's run off to the old Howitt place. I'm going there right now.
The Howitt place? I'll call him as soon as we hang up.
Please, come in.
Mom.
Cassandra Ann Travers, you are in so much trouble. And you, I told you to leave my daughter alone.
She showed up at my door. What was I supposed to do?
Send her home?
It was dangerous enough for her just coming here. There was no way I was going to have her walking back home alone.
Do you hear that, Cassie? She really believes that some boogeyman is going to rise out of the lake and snatch you up like it did to her daughter.
And that's just it, Mom. She really believes it. Maybe she's not well, like you say. Or maybe something did happen out in the water. Like, her daughter fell in and got tangled up in some vegetation and drowned. I don't know. But either way, she deserves to have at least one person in this town treat her like a human being.
That may be. But it's not going to be my daughter. You ever come here again, and I'll ship you off to boarding school the very next day.
Like sending me away from this town is any threat at all.
Try me. Now go get in the car.
No.
Get in the damn car now.
No! Cassie! Don't!
Are you satisfied now?
We have to go out and bring her back.
Don't you go anywhere. That's the sheriff.
But you don't understand the danger Cassie's in.
What do you mean, the danger Cassie's in?
The mini walk-in, Sheriff.
What? The old water spirit legend?
Yes!
Sheriff MacIver, this lunatic has been going on about how that old American Indian water spirit is what took her daughter.
I don't care if you believe me or not. Lock me away, but first bring Cassie back inside. Sheriff, please!
Okay, calm down, both of you. Let's just go through this nice and slow.
Cassie!
Good God. I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't seeing it.
She was right. That thing has Cassie out in the water. What do we do, Sheriff? What do we do?
I...
No, you don't! Not this time! You don't get to have this one. Do you hear me? You took my daughter, damn you! But you don't get to have this one! Cassie! Swim as hard as you can!
But...
Go!
Hurry, Cassie! Swim! Swim!
Get Cassie on her other arm! We need to get her as far away from the water as we can!
Lane! We have to help her!
It's too late. She's gone.
No! It's my fault! I killed her, Mom! I killed her!
No, Cassie. You saved her. Lane Howitt died 15 years ago. Died a slow, painful death of heartache and guilt. Because she felt she'd failed her daughter. But by rescuing you, she could face her end feeling that she'd redeemed herself. She's at peace now. And she's with Sarah.
So ends Muckwanago by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Tonight's story of Suspense. Suspense is produced by Blue Hours Productions and recorded at Melrose Music in Hollywood, California. Tonight's radio drama was written especially for Suspense by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Marilyn Gigliotti was Lucy Travers. Susan Eisenberg was Lane Howitt. Kate Scott was Cassie Travers. Joe Ockman was Sheriff MacIver. Dana Perry Hayes was the cashier. And Todd Siski was Deputy Perkins. I'm your host, Damon Crawl. Next week at this time, tune in again for another study in Suspense.